Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. It's late at night now, on the day of Nancy Wayne's first visit to Elmwood. It started out to be a wonderful day for Nancy. The trip in from Chicago with Kurt Bradley, the meeting with the Youngs, and most important of all, the anticipation of the moment when Kurt would announce to the Youngs and to his son Biff that he and Nancy were going to get married. Well, the moment finally came. But with it, all of Nancy Wayne's hopes, dreams, and plans were suddenly shattered when Biff Bradley ran out of the house. And then when she overheard Mrs. Young confiding to Peggy that their marriage could never be successful as long as Biff was against it, Nancy was heartbroken. She didn't say much when she went up to her room, and as yet doesn't know of the turn of events since Kurt and Sam Young went out to look for the boy. Now Mrs. Young is tapping gently at the door with good news for Nancy.
Nancy? Nancy? Biff's here with Kurt, and everything's all right, my dear, just as I hoped it would be. Oh, she must be asleep. Kurt? Kurt?
Yes, Mary, what is it?
She's asleep, dear. She's probably tired out. Let's not wake her. Let her sleep till morning.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got to talk to her tonight, Mary. I won't be able to sleep a wink if I don't, knowing how upset she was and how this situation must have hit her.
Now, all right, if you want me to, I'll go in and switch on the lights. That'll probably wake her up.
Yes, please do that, Mary. She'll go back to sleep again. She'll sleep all the better if she knows how Biff feels. And I'd like to have him talk to her, too. I think we owe that to her.
All right. Wait a minute, I'll wake her up. Kurt, she isn't here.
What?
She isn't here. Her bed hasn't been slept in.
Where is she? She must be here.
If she isn't... She's gone. Oh, Kurt.
She couldn't have gone without your hearing her. Without your knowing about it. She must be somewhere else in the house. Nancy? Oh, Nancy!
Mama? Mama, what's the matter?
Isn't she up there, Kurt?
No, she's gone. Bed hasn't been slept in. She's gone away.
Oh, I thought she would. Oh, I knew she would.
Kurt?
What?
Look. Here's a note she left for you.
Oh,
what's the matter? Oh, where's she gone?
Good Lord.
What does she say, Kurt? Tell me, what does she say?
She says... I've got to go after her, Mary. She's gone back to Chicago. I don't know how she figured on getting anywhere near there at this time of night, but the chances are she went straight to the railroad station. Sam, I want to go to the station.
All right, Kurt, come on, then. The car's right outside.
She must have left some time ago.
Look, Dad, do you mind if I go along, too? Oh, I wouldn't have had this happen for anything.
No, you stay here, Biff. I don't want you to come with me. All right, Sam, let's go.
He didn't want me. He's off me for life now. I know it. If they don't get together again, he's off me for life.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Mama, you've got it right there. Tell me what she says.
She says, darling, life hasn't equipped me to deal with a grown son. I know there are other women who would know just what to do in a case like this. I'm frank to confess I do not know. All I know is that I'm not going to spoil the loveliest relationship I've ever seen between a father and a son by stepping between them. You wouldn't thank me for that, Kurt, and Biff would only hate me. It's strange, but writing this to you, although it breaks my heart, I see his side of it so clearly.
Oh,
She didn't say that, did she?
Now, wait a minute, Biff. I want you to listen to this. She says, of course he resents a stranger coming between him and his father, even though that stranger loves his father with all her heart. They've had a perfect companionship, and now it's no longer perfect because of a third person. I don't feel as though anything I have to give you will compensate for the loss of your boy. Please don't worry about me. I know you love me. You know I love you. But I'm not going to marry you. Nancy.
Oh.
Oh, poor Kurt.
Poor Kurt. That's terrible. You don't know what a heel that makes me feel like. What can I do to stop her? What can I do to make her understand? She's got to marry Dad. I
don't believe there's anything you can do now, Biff. There's nothing anyone can do.
Oh, sure there is. Look, once Dad catches up with her, once he finds her again, he can tell her everything's all right again, can he? Well, that'll be easy enough.
Oh, if we had only known she was going away. If we had only known it in time.
Mrs. Young, you think Dad can fix it up all right, don't you? Because if he doesn't, he'll never forgive me as long as he lives, don't you see? It'll always be my fault, but the whole business.
Biff, I'm not thinking about you right now. I'm thinking about your father. I'll never forget his face when he read this letter.
Mrs. Young, he'll always blame me. He'll always think that if I'd acted halfway decent, everything would have been okay.
There's something so final about this letter. As if no matter what your father said to her, she couldn't be persuaded.
I bet I can persuade her when I see her. I'll tell her what a dumb bunny I've been. She'll listen to me. Well, don't you think so, Mrs. Young? Well, look, she'll listen to me if I ask her to marry my father. And
if I don't know. Oh, this is all so terrible.
Where could she have gone this time of night?
Peggy, look, dear, look up the timetable. See if it's possible she might have caught a train. It's on my desk.
Okay.
I might have known when she spoke the way she did that she was going to leave. Oh, Biff, you see, older people don't act any differently than younger people. They're impulsive and carried away by their emotions, no matter what age they are. You know, this is just the way Peggy acted when she thought the Trents didn't want her. And here's Nancy, who's twice Peggy's age, acting exactly the same way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but gee, Mrs. Young, I've got to do something. I just can't sit here and do nothing. Suppose she didn't go back to Chicago. Supposing she goes someplace else and Dad can't find her. And he gets sick again and he loses his job and all the rest of it.
Yes. Yes, supposing all that, Biff. Now you can see how serious it is to step into people's lives and try to change the course of events.
Yeah, I know that. I've been all kinds of a boob. But Mrs. Young, I want to do something. I want to be the one who tells her how sorry I am. I've got to, don't you see? On account of my father'd never forgive me.
Mama?
Yes, dear?
Mama, there's one train she could take. There's one at 1:30 in the morning. It stops at Elmwood.
Well, she'd go back to Chicago then, wouldn't she, Mrs. Young? Well, she wouldn't give up a good job just on account of all this, would she?
I don't know, dear. I don't know anything tonight. I'm so upset. All this has had to happen here in this house where I wanted Kurt to be so happy.
Oh, Mrs. Young, will you please stop saying things like that?
But if she goes back to Chicago, Mr. Bradley will find her again, won't he, Mama?
Yes. If she goes back to Chicago.
Then everything will be all right again, won't it? Well, he can explain to her about this.
Well, sure. And if she goes back to Chicago, all he's got to do is talk to her.
Dear, I'm afraid it isn't as simple as all that.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that Nancy Wayne is badly shocked by all that's happened. I don't know whether she'd ever feel the same again about marrying your father.
Well, she would if she loves him, wouldn't she?
She loves him. There's no question about that.
Well, then, if you love somebody and he explains to you that everything's okay and on the up and up, well, that makes everything all right again, doesn't it?
I don't know, dear. I don't know her well enough to know how she'd react.
But what would you do, Mrs. Young? If this were you, I mean, if my father came and told you that I was sorry and that I wasn't going to make a fuss about his getting married and that it was all okay. Well, you know what you'd do, don't you?
Maybe, Biff, but it's possible Nancy has made up her mind that marriage isn't for her.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Young, how can you say a thing like that? Look, I know it's going to be all right once Dad gets nearer again. Oh, you make up scraps, don't you?
Biff, dear, this isn't just a scrap. Don't you see? She's not angry. She's just through.
What do you think Mr. Bradley will do? There isn't any other train till morning.
I don't know, dear. I don't know. All I do know is that we shouldn't have let her hear us talking, Peggy, and I blame myself for that. And I blame myself for not being able to persuade her that she should wait until Kurt came home. I should have foreseen all
this. Oh, now, don't go blaming yourself, Mrs. Young. Nobody's to blame but me. It's all my fault. I just didn't know Dad was so much in love with her, that's all. I just didn't know. Now it'll be off me forevermore. There's nothing I can do. Nothing I could say is going to make any difference. Even if Dad pretends he doesn't care, even if he gets over it and we live together, I'll always know that deep down underneath he blames me for busting up his marriage, for coming between him and somebody he's in love with.
Well, Biff, it doesn't really matter who takes the blame for the hurt caused your father and Nancy Wayne. The harm's already been done. Too bad so many people are going to have to suffer for the sound lesson only experience could teach you. And now a message from our sponsor. Biff Bradley and Mrs. Young have some anxious moments as they await Kurt Bradley's return. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.